Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody been that guy? Have you told me to
Hello, you guys. My name is Reverend. My name is Minister Chris Ball from the Revelation of Truth. Here on this big old city of Plattsburgh, South Carolina. We are going to pray right now. One of my friends messaged me on my page, Revelation of Truth with Minister Chris on Facebook, asking for prayer. We are going to pray for him right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come. God, we bind up the devil right now, Heavenly Father. Bind him up right now, Heavenly Father. Cast him to the pit of hell right now. God, that friend of mine, Heavenly Father, that's going through right now, God. We ask you right now, God, just to see what matter they need of him right now. God, we ask you right now to touch his body, touch his mind right now. God, you know all about him right now, Heavenly Father. God, we ask you right now, God, just bless his family, Lord. Bless his family, Lord. Bless his walking, Heavenly Father. Bless where he walks, Heavenly Father. Bless the ground that he walks on, Heavenly Father. Lord, Heavenly Father, we ask you right now, Lord, to open up doors for him right now. Open the doors for him right now, God. Lord, we ask you right now, God, just move in our lives right now. Not for only him, Heavenly Father, for the people that listen to my voice. We ask you right now, God, just move in their lives. God, we pray and pray right now. God, you said that if we ask, it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. And God, we're seeking you and we're knocking at your door right now. God, we ask you right now, God, just to move mountains as that's in our way. God, we ask you right now, Lord, to bless our finances. Bless our automobile. Bless our home, God. That's our bank accounts right now, God. God, you said that you will never see your seed seeking or begging for bread. God, you said you made us the lender and not the borrower. God, we ask you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, the subject for today is praying and faith. We talk about praying and faith on Monday. We were located in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina on Monday. Give it up to Myrtle Beach for having us there at in Myrtle Beach on Monday. Coming up, I will be broadcasting a recording service from Love Chapel of the Living Center in Georgetown. The chief apostle there is Chief Apostle Richard Frazier. Give up for Love Chapel. The Liberal Center in Georgetown, South Carolina, 1645 Front Street. Give it up to them. That service was a blessing, wonderful service. We look forward to being in their service, recording service. Maybe another Sunday or something in that nature. We want to continue what we talk about on Monday, praying in faith. First, we want to piggyback what we talk about on Monday. We talk about pension and thanksgiving, prayed made fervently, unceasing prayer, what to expect from prayer, and prayer of supplication. Now we're going to talk about laying the knees for prescribing the answer. From it that the one who prays correctly never doubt that the prayer will be answered, even if the very thing for which one prays is not given. For we are to lay our needs before the Lord, before God in prayer, not to describe to God and measure at a time or place. We must leave that to God. For he may wish to give us to us in another, perhaps better, way that we think is best. Frequently, we do not know what to pray, as St. Paul in Romans 8. We know that God's ways are not our ways. We can ever understand, as he says in Ephesians 3rd chapter. Therefore, we should have no doubt that our prayer is acceptable and heard. You must lead to God in measured manner, time, and faith. For God will surely do what's right. In other words, what we're trying to say here is that lay your needs before God. When you lay your needs before God and you are not prescribing the answer, that means that you should pray for, when you pray, you should leave it at the altar. Don't try to do it yourself. Describe it yourself. Wait on God for God to answer your prayer. God knows you. God created you. God knows what you need. God knows your heart. God knows your desires. So why are you going to pray and then you're going to say, well, I'm going to solve it myself? You just wait on the Lord. I promise you, if you wait on the Lord, God will answer your prayer. Whatever you pray for, God will answer your prayer. So I know for myself, God is a mind regulator. God will answer you by and by. You may not see it now, or you may not know when, but God will answer you. Surely Caesar says this, you may not know how, you may not know when, but he'll do it again. He'll do it again this week. So if you trust and believe God, I believe God will answer your prayer. You mean that you are sincere in your heart. Just don't pray, brothers and sisters, and you saying that you're a child of God and you praying, but you can't for God to answer your prayer. God will answer your prayer by and by. Laying the need, not describing the answer. The life thing we want to talk about is sitting on the left or the right. Sitting on the left or the right. The true worshipers are those who worship God in spirit and in truth, and who believe the prayer will not be heard, sit upon the left hand against the scripture, and that they go far astray with their unbelief. But those who set time, place, and measures and limits of God sit upon the right hand and come close with their God. So God has forbidden us to err from his commandment in either to the left or the right. That is either with non-belief or with tempting. Instead, we are to come to God in simple faith, remaining on the straight road, trusting him and setting him no bounds. Again, setting him no bounds. Tip one, what should we pray for? What are the things we should need before Almighty God in prayer? Answer first, our personal trouble. In Psalm 32, David cried, you are my hiding place. You will protect me from the trouble and surround me with the soul of deliverance. Likewise, in Psalm 142, I cry aloud to the Lord. I pour out my complaint before him. Before him, I tell my trouble. When we pray, we should keep in mind all of the shortcomings and excesses we feel and pour them out freely to God, our faithful Father who's ready to help. If you do not know or recognize your need or think you have none, then you are in the worst possible place. The greatest trouble we can ever know and think is that we have no trouble, but we have to become hard-hearted and sensitive to what is inside of us. The Ten Commandments in the mirror of the soul. Now, y'all saying, well, what the Ten Commandments got to do with prayer? There is no better mirror in which to see your needs than the Ten Commandments. And then you will find what you are lacking, what you shall seek. You may find them that you have a weak faith, small hope, and a little love roars God. You may see that you do not praise and honor God as much as you praise and honor yourself. You may see that you do not love the Lord, your God, with all your heart. When you see this thing, you should kneel down before God. Cry out to him and ask for him. And with all the confidence and respect for him, believing that you are heard and that you will attain mercy. With a great gift we have in prayer. No one believes how powerful prayer is or what can affect. Expect those who have learned it by experience. It is important when we have heard to go to God in prayer. I know whenever I pray earnestly that I have been heard and have attained more than I prayed for. God sometimes delays, but he always comes true. Amen. It's amazing that a poor human creature is able to speak to God high, majestically in heaven, and not be afraid. When we pray, our heart or the conscience must not put away from God because our sins and our unworthiness are sin and doubt. Or be scared away. When we pray, we must hold fast and believe that God has heard our prayer. It was for this reason, that the ancients defined prayer as a climbing up to the heart upon God. Now, when we pray in faith, we should never doubt anything. We should never try to answer our own prayer. Some of us like to answer our own prayer. Do a self thing. You know, God ain't moving fast enough. We got answer for ourselves. We want microwavable answers. God do not work like that. God is not a microwave. You can't go to Walmart or Home Depot or anywhere, Kmart, buy a microwave and put it to a microwave and pop it in a prayer. No, God is not like that. God will answer you by and by. I've been praying for something for a long time. And everything, even though my situation that I'm going through right now, I've been praying for something better. God is answering my prayer by and by, but it's up to you to take heed what God said. Amen. See, sometimes we pray and we ask God for certain things. We don't think that he hears us, but he hears us. But he knows how to answer us by and by. See, we got to understand that God is a man that he will never lie. Man can lie to us, but God will never lie to us. Amen? Now, we are going to interact with you guys and ask you guys some questions about prayer. Prayer, Jesus said, whatever you pray, whatever you ask in prayer, believe you have received it, and it shall be yours. How does this compare to a contrast with Martin Luther teaches concerning prayer? First, let's talk about Martin Luther first. Martin Luther Martin Luther is a theologian. And he is a Pentecost Reformation theologian and everything. We are going to take a break and we're going to talk to you more about Martin Luther. When we pray for something, do you think God hear us, or do you think God turn a deaf ear towards us? I don't think so. Right. First, you got to understand something. Martin Luther was a theologian. He's a guy that he exercised experience of God when he was deep abiding. Luther was not only brilliant theologian, but he was a man deeply pitied. The false election compared from three sources. Demonstration that an insight into the subject of prayer. He was deeply assured by writing of St. Augustine and Bernard. Luther's faith was lively, earthly, and practical. His logic was powerful and leadership skills are terrible. As you read the following verses section, you will be seated at the feet of one of the most influential men in the history of the church. More importantly, his experience of God was deep and abiding. Martin Luther was born in 1483, 1540. He died in 1546. However, all the aid of the king, he suffered a deep anxiety about his own salvation. He entered an Augustine monastery to see his religious function. Soon after, he was called into the priesthood as he was obtained in 1507. While serving as a professor of the Dominican ministry, he lectured on Paul's letters to the Romans and exercised that shape his theological thinking, especially concerning salvation. In 1570 and 1517, he composed the famous 94. These are nails them on the door of the Catholic Church, resting his complaints with the Roman Catholic Church as providing the impossible for the Pentecostal Reformation. Other word, I think what Martin Luther was, he was a praying man, and he actually, he described all these things in this particular chapter that I was reading it about prayer. We want to take heed to what we learned today in prayer. We want to you guys to call in, and if y'all want anything for me to pray for, anybody that's burning down, that's going through some stuff, you just want to, share your testimony about how God answered your prayer, you can call in at 929-477-2328. And I will be on the air, hoping to hear from you guys in a few moments. But until then, we want you to stay blessed and be encouraged in the Lord. Rest on my side.
A little Down. Thirsty for the water. listen to the crowd. Situations in my life telling me to keep it down, but I need you.
I know I'm wrong.
Yes, I.
I'm calling you.
I might not be worth
it,
but you know I'm with you.